Busy today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction and Apache. Bob, what a week last week. Let's talk about it. What all went on?
Well, the first part of the week we had a few cancellations, but still ended up about 8,000. Everybody was spooked to the weather, but it did not hinder the market at all. Our market's as good as it's ever been. And then everywhere kind of the week on was the same way. And then we end up down there at Apache with 4,700. And I mean, they just kept coming in. Part of it was the weather the week before. So they come in and everybody was scared about today. And today's just cold. It's nothing. It's not as bad as it was last Monday. But I mean, if you're a seller, it's a seller's market. Just keep selling into it. I mean, people call and ask what to do. There's not a bad decision unless you hold on to them and the market breaks. So right now, just keep selling in this market. If you're running short on wheat, sell the cattle, you know. If you're not running out of wheat and you're going to keep them, then get some LRP on them or some puts on them or a hedge on them or something. And I'm not saying it won't go higher, but why pass up $2,100 eight weight cattle in May? And you can lay them off for that figure today. So it's very positive. The cow market's good. There's not a bad spot right now at all.
Well, I know I've talked to a lot of people that just keep wondering why we're having such big runs right now, but you think probably it's weather and a lot of folks didn't get to go when they were planning on going?
Yeah, it's. I mean, we're just kind of like I said, the week before we had 1,700 and we should have had 2,700 and we should have, I mean, on a normal year this coming Thursday, we should have, you know, 2,500, 2,700, and we throwed 1,000 of them in on top of a normal 2,500 head run and we end up with 4,700. And I think we'll, you know, 2,000, 2,500 is what we'll see Thursday, and may not see that many and I hadn't even seen the weather as this time. But I mean, we've got a tremendous market right now. Even this market, we've give up quite a bit of margin, but there's still some margin out there. I mean, I've got a customer that he normally runs steers. He switched to heifers and he's still got a $400 margin. And I mean, that's not what we were looking at earlier, but you're talking about January through May and you got a $400 margin. That's a pretty good margin. So, you know, it's still out there. You just got to maybe change up some things you did and look for some other options and go from there.
Well, I haven't talked to very many, but I have talked to a few that said they are looking to rebuild their herd. Are you hearing about any of this just yet?
Very few, very few. Everybody that we're talking to is they're going to wait till spring, see if we get spring rains. And yeah, if we get spring rains, there'll be a lot of people try to buy some heifers. But my people right now aren't. Now, I've got a lot of people calling and pricing bred heifers. And, you know, they're wanting the market as if we had good moisture, but I can't sell them at that high right now.
Well, it's inauguration day. President Trump about to take office for the second time. What are you hearing? Everybody excited? Everybody in a pretty good mood about everything right now?
Well, so far, everybody is. It's
Well, with prices like we have, you can't really be in a bad mood, can you, Bob?
You cannot be in a bad mood. Exactly. If you're in a bad mood, you're just in a foul mood every day.
That's right. You're not looking for the silver lining.
That's right.
You talked a little bit, but what can folks expect in the next couple of weeks?
I think you're going to see a steady market. I mean, we're selling fat cattle in the 202 to 205 range. We're still moving meat. Box beef keeps going up. The packers are starting to get back in the black, which, you know, I mean, they got to make money. The feed yard's got to make money. The stocker operator's got to make money. And the cowman's make money. But now the cowman's been in the driver's seat here for quite a while. But the big thing is just like, well, it'd be 2 years ago in September, we took $65 off his thing in 45 days. There was no reason besides the funds decided to get out. When they decide to get out, there's no rhyme or reason. They just get out. And there's enough of them long. When you're long, you got to sell it. When you sell it, you break the market. And that's my biggest fear is where is the next black swan? And it has nothing to do with our industry as far as production or supply and demand. It's just the funds drive this thing $10 to $20 higher than it should be, but they also drive it $10 to $20 lower than it should be. And that's just the new age. That's going to be part of our business. So protect yourself with some sort of insurance. And I mean, with this LRP, it don't take a rocket scientist to do that. So I'd lay them off on the LRP and then let's just go from there and move on.
Well, if folks want to visit with you, Bob, how do they get in touch with you guys?
Give us a call, 1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Dustin Glover, Clay LeBye, Kelly Allsbrook, or myself a call.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.